Say my name, say my name.
You acting kind of crazy.
Well, I can start now?
And calling me baby.
Why with the sudden change?
Say my name.
Don't be shy, go for
Don't
it.
Don't be shy, go ahead.
Welcome back to Rants and Pecans.
There you go.
Is this the last episode of the year?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it actually? I'm just asking. I just want to know.
Yes, it is. What do you want to say?
Shit. It's a nice thing. It's a good thing, bro. We made it to another year somehow.
You made it again.
I do.
We survived the inflation.
Who's surviving?
Survive.
Bro.
Who's surviving?
Don't even say so, bro. I don't want to talk about the price of bread. Like, don't
Wait,
even mention
it,
inflation
because yesterday.
All I can think of is bread.
Do you guys know
bro,
this?
Bro,
do
me,
you guys
I'm
know
giving
this
up on my
meal?
Journey, bro.
Wait,
boy, I can't afford food.
Bro,
no more.
I've been stocking on the same way for the past month, bro.
Wait,
I stopped prepping.
It's Yo.
Getting too expensive.
Hold up, those prepping videos, who were like long time ago, like the ones you made?
Which one?
Meal prep videos. Anyone that made meal prep videos?
I don't know.
I don't think Paul. Have you posted meal prep
no.
videos?
Oh, it was not. It was on
a
chair.
I have a lot, but it's like
it's workouts.
I'm not.
It's on
a
chair.
Yeah, he posts
meal workouts.
He does more posting.
Prep.
Of it.
Sorry,
it's workout like for the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Paul, we need to hit up the gym. I got like a free week, a rare free week in between.
I think this Thursday is free.
I'm ready to go.
The gym is free this Thursday.
What gym?
I can bring a guest for free.
Yeah, let's go lift some weights.
Go,
let me challenge
you.
You
can only bring one guest.
You can challenge me. I've gotten big? Thank you. Thank you.
I said, be simple. I said, Jesus.
Which one? I
can't Instagram, the one that
the
you
one on Instagram.
The pose. The pose for.
Were you tying your shoe or something?
The pose for the bicycle team.
Oh!
Oh, that too.
See, I hear that statement a lot. Like, very often
that you've gotten big,
like you've gotten big, but I can't notice it for Mirko, the life of me.
You can't really
you
see
won't.
It from your own view.
You see yourself
it's
every
like
day.
It's like a looking glass perspective. I just can't see it.
You know what I'm saying?
If you took a picture before and after, then you would notice it.
Maybe, but like I look at my Glenlon picture. Someone sent me recently a picture of us in high school when we won, like you know, when we won the 4x something. And 4x everything. It was one of the fours that I know we won.
By everything.
We did win everything. But someone sent me a picture of one of those, and I looked at myself and I was like, "What the hell, man? Why can't I fit in my shirt?" Like I looked like the shirt was just like I was floating
swollen.
In the outfit, and I was like, "I can notice I just kind of grew, but like I don't really notice like when someone say you look bigger, I'm like, I can't notice it. It doesn't make sense to me, and that's why when I like Paul, when I see you and I told you like, bro, you've changed so much from the last time I saw you.
I know. I take pictures every day, bro. Like, I know. That's my only way. That's the only way I can survive this, bro. This is pain, man. The amount of work you gotta put in. Nah. I used to think it would be easy. Take it back. I'm never gonna get fat again in my life, bro. Never.
Anna, you still playing sports?
Yeah. I train, but I don't really. Like, what's his name? Boaz invited me to go play basketball. I was like, yo, I got bad knees. I'm not sure I can really do that right now. But I'll train with you, sure.
Bad knees. That's a funny thing.
It's true. The like older you get, like the more you feel in your body.
I know. I appreciate you. There's no way you got bad knees already, yo.
No, bro. She's not wrong, bro.
Not
I got
wrong.
A bad back on Friday.
I have a bad hip. Okay, we've got bad shit.
You talking about bad shit, bro?
Decomposing, like I don't understand.
I'm not even that old yet. That's the worst part. Like I keep thinking of the fact that, bro, I'm not even 25 yet, and I'm already suffering issues for 50-year-olds. Like this is not good. It's not looking good for me. Cause like, I knew I didn't have a lot of time, but like the time is shrinking faster than I expected.
I know.
That is so true.
The window for sports is not there.
Yeah, it's like all this jumping around and all this kind of thing now affecting my whole body. I mean, like.
Damaging.
I don't know, bro. Like my bones or my muscles just pain. Dude, my leg is just pain.
That's why I see
Pure
those
pain.
Athletes that are using those things. Sometimes, like I don't want it.
Possibly can relate.
I also wish I had it too.
No. I'm not saying I don't have strength anymore.
Those ones with the
it's just legs. The muscles in my legs.
Okay.
So I won't be able to feel pain on my leg.
What do you mean? What's it about?
You won't be able to feel pain where?
No, I wish like sometimes like
no,
those
I heard
ones.
Some mouse, bro. What?
No, okay. This is what I was saying. I said sometimes I wish like I won't be able to feel like pain in my leg. So I could just have it cut off and bro, have this attachment.
I heard dick, man. I was like, what? You
want an amputation?
Yeah.
You want an amputation?
I said, sometimes.
Sometimes you want
bro, you won't feel pain. You won't feel it. There's no leg there.
You get those bouncy things too. Like, come on.
Oh, you want to get like...
He wants to be amputated so voluntarily.
You get, what are they called? What are the... I don't remember that Paralympic athletes.
No, Abdul's going to be the translable. You know those people?
Yeah. He's going for traceability.
No, if there's a way you can...
Nah, I think you're dumb.
Bro, what would you wish that for yourself,
like,
man?
Like, I don't understand.
Bro, I'm not wishing that for myself, but like... You know, if there's a way, you cannot cut your leg.
There are times that I wanted to break my leg.
Enhance it.
I've been wanting to rebuke those thoughts.
So who else wants to trade in their limbs?
I don't know. Someone that has a big hamstring. Just let me know.
Wait, are you talking about you want to be handicapped?
I didn't say handicapped.
No, he wants to get like, you know those things that what are they called?
Springs?
Yeah.
Like, do... Like that Paralympic athletes wear. Like,
those legs.
For running. Yeah, like those, the...
So you want to be handicapped?
He doesn't want to be handicapped.
Because
just
you have
that.
To be handicapped to be a Paralympian.
I don't think he wants to be a Paralympian. Do you want to be a Paralympian, Abdul?
Mm-mm.
No. He just wants to have the spring.
I just want to...
Was it the one used for running?
He thinks to make you faster.
No, I don't think I am. At all. Not even close.
I say, do you think it will make you faster, though? It won't.
I just want to see how high I can go.
No, bro.
Shit is literally crushing you.
Speaking of the Olympics, my brother was saying that they're now allowing trans women to be a part of the Women's Olympics.
I'm only going to say this once because my coach, let me just say, my head coach emailed us. I was like, please, I don't want any UN Bison athletes. So we're talking about,
really?
Yes, because a trans athlete is actually competing in Canada here.
Really?
At the youth sports level for us, it's a guy that apparently won medals in hurdles, transitioned, and holds a record apparently in hurdles, transitioned, and is now competing in the multi for women.
If he beats that.
So I know like a few girls that are doing some events that are not going to be doing it this year.
Oh, that's wow.
Because they don't stand a chance.
Like, imagine.
It's only one guy, you know, they're second place. Why would you stop using me? No, you can still get second place, bro.
In the bro, male what the fuck?
There's no point. Transition.
Second place is not first place. You're supposed to be first place and you're not going to get first place.
Bro, you can claim that
because a man came and took your spot. How does that make you feel? Right, so I told us not to talk about it. This is the first and last time I'm going to say anything about that when it relates to sports. But don't worry, ask me outside the sports world. I'm down to talk about it.
Okay.
It's on.
No, it's actually. Podcast, it's actually. I think it's wild. In my personal opinion,
hey,
they should.
Ruku, you're emailing like you just got an email. Tell me what's talk about it. Like personally, right? Like, bro, shut the fuck up.
In the personal opinion of somebody,
I'm trying to keep it a GBT for you. Shut up.
You're trying to save my career. In the personal opinion of someone I know, they should have a separate like category, like for people that want
like
to.
They have enough people to even make a category.
I don't think they have enough people. That might be.
That's why.
It'll be tough if you transition and you became, you know, something else and then you don't fit in anywhere in the world.
But I thought there should be.
It's kind of how it's always been, though, right? They've always never really had a place to fit in, and that's why now people are campaigning and bringing awareness. Can't turn that around.
Aren't there not like regulations?
They're campaigning
to it, though?
Pride Month, all that. They're campaigning. They're bringing awareness.
There should be regulations, though. Right?
They are regulations.
Like
it's facts. It's facts. That's what they're doing.
They have to follow.
So it's not just anybody. Like, because if say the person is now transitioned and they want to, you know, be a part of the women athletes and whatever, that won't they have to adhere to what the women athletes are?
They do, but Anna. Look at my bones. I'm just saying. Like, look at my bones. And if I decided I wanted to go and compete,
you would win. If you're against me, you would win. I'm sorry.
Like,
I'll try my hardest, but you would win.
Like, yeah, sure. I might take, you know, hormone suppressants, or what are they called? Like, I might take hormones to block some of my testosterone levels and all that.
What I'm saying. Like,
Your body's already developed. Your body's already developed.
But still, some things can't really be fully changed.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
An advantage. Maybe. I look at my own idea. Maybe they should allow the people in the women's sports in that particular category where someone else is going to be participating. Maybe they should allow them to, dope.
Dope?
Yeah.
I don't even think it will make that much of a difference.
I mean, I don't know if it'll help. Like,
steroids.
Not just steroids, but doping. Blood doping.
It's basically like adrenaline. Yeah. Gives them a boost, basically.
Just things that will enhance them and maybe, close the gap.
There's this female athlete who had natural. This is why it's controversial, because she had natural high levels of testosterone. Like, it was just that was naturally her
level. Olympics,
I don't think they allowed her to compete. Right?
In some events, they didn't allow her to compete in some events. I forget.
Casta Semenya.
Yeah, it's one of them. She's black.
Did she have to go and take those hormones?
Yeah, they had to take hormone suppressions.
Wow. But those are her. Wow. That's why it was.
It's very common for East African and South African women to have high levels of testosterone.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, to have high level of testosterone than white women, should be corrected.
Yeah,
high level, because when they made all those rules, the average record, the combination of athletes that they used for that study to say, okay, this is the level of what women should be, are the sport was dominated by a white woman.
Oh, yeah.
it's skewed towards white women.
Uh-huh.
So when you want to make a decision whether a black woman from Namibia should run, you start to think of like Christine Mboma or...
Christine Mboma is one that came to my mind.
Christine Mboma.
I
remember. And there's another one. Bridges Masilingi is another one too. She... The rules doesn't really let them get past 200 meters.
Yeah. So they can't
leave. That's why
Mboma is just sprinting.
Yeah, but then she had a really bad injury and it's really difficult coming back now. But hopefully she comes back, because she could be one of the best in the world, honestly. Purely one of the best in the world.
Isn't that disappointing, though? Because of her own natural levels and because she has to adhere to rules that they've already made.
Exactly. By that metric, if you're going by that metric, like the level, okay, let's use football for an example, right? The height of footballer, strength of footballer's body. Holland is not really... You see what I mean, right?
Holland should be kicked out of
exactly.
League,
it's like
what
those rules do is kick out outliers. It's like saying everybody should be average, but it's impossible for everyone to be average.
Exactly.
There will always be outliers. There will always be. She run for 10 years and then she retire. That's it. She was an outlier. That's it. Someone else can go and break a record again. Humans will always get better. Shoes will get better. Honestly.
Now, it says shoes.
I'm telling you, we're gonna start having shoes with bionic whatever it is, gonna be bouncing you, giving you 3 million that can basically sustain your body weight.
I think shoes are not gonna get much better. They're not the best. I'm not saying that technology is not gonna be good enough for it to get better, but they're not going to allow it. That's what I mean.
You're not going to allow it, because right now the people who sell the shoes want it that way. Like, I'll explain it.
That makes sense.
Like, product differentiation is like, if two companies are selling something, right, and they want to control the market, they can also control how much better that product can get. So, and if they don't want to get in better, they want to be that way, you have reliance on those shoes, so it will not get better.
Nike, so who banned the Nikes that came out? There was the Nikes that came out first.
That's for distance. Yeah, you ban Nikes if it's giving way too much assistance per se. But it's not giving that much assistance, honestly. Only people that, if you're buying that shoe, you're probably a bad runner, honestly. If you need shoe to run better, you're probably. I'm just saying that if you're banking on the shoes to make you better as a better runner, as a better in your sport whatsoever, it's not a case of getting an inch over somebody. It's not a case of me banking on something artificial as opposed to myself and being. To making myself better. I mean, there's an argument to say, oh yeah, that makes me better, but there's an argument to say that you're probably trash, so you probably need help. Sorry, that was too.
So you're probably trash.
I was gonna say.
Yeah.
I'm fucking talking to you. I was gonna say, but like, even elite athletes want to get better, even by an inch. So I'm saying that you can't say they're probably trash because the good ones will want to get it too. Because they want to get better. They want to improve at their times. Even the good want to get better. The better want to become best. Everyone wants to get the world record.
Good, better, best.
You say don't depend on
and
the shoe.
The person that sets the world record wants to extend the world record, make it harder for the other people to beat.
Yeah.
So like, it's not. In my opinion, it's not a problem of being like trash or not. If there's an advantage, and the advantage is clear, everybody's going to wear it.
That's true.
Yeah, that's why, like, when my was he? I don't know. Is this the type of spike that just came out recently?
Max Fly.
I think it's called Max Fly. Yeah. It came out and that has like bubbles and shit.
Oh, it is Max Fly. Yeah.
And like,
it's an example of what I was gonna say. Like,
people have been loving on it, but this shit pops.
It pops, and then they want you to keep like getting more and more and more.
It's just, in my opinion, it's just a marketing scam. Run by some scammers.
The bubble shoe. Oh yeah, the shoe pops every time.
It's bouncy. Like when I wore it, it felt uncomfortable. It's like wearing heels backwards.
What? Yeah, it's actually like
wearing. No, but like way higher. Like when I wear normal spikes.
I mean, spikes are like wearing heels.
Did you say wearing heels backwards?
Backwards. Do you know how comfortable that would be?
No, but like this one is way much uncomfortable than what I'm used to.
I just want to see what you're comparing it to. That's all.
That's an idea popping in my head right now. What if you make heels backwards?
Best right?
Why? God, don't make that a thing.
Bro, people's gonna ruin this muscle here, bro.
No. What if your running shoe was just one spike, one really sharp spike?
Where the spike be located?
What do you mean?
In the ball of your foot. Like on a ball.
So that spike goes through.
Do you forget about shoes that don't have good balance? So if you bend side, wait, even to one side.
Best thing himself. One. How would you
like you have someone that yourself who doesn't even have great balance? Let's start with you.
What would you place it
you
on?
You need special
foot?
Shoes.
Huh? Okay. If you place it at a certain point, but I mean, there's a high risk, high reward situation. But when you step on your foot, like it gives you, it will give you. X-back put a perfect push.
Yes,
but if you step the wrong way, your ankles are gone.
Exactly. If you step the wrong way, you wipe out from the field.
So, a requirement for buying a shoe was an ankle test. If your ankles are not strong enough, you're out. The best testing facility before you buy the shoes.
It will be a good time.
Listen, let me tell you something. Arthritis runs in my family. Okay, my mom is struggling in the knee. My grandma, same thing in the knee. All that jumping takes a fucking toll on your body. I don't care what anybody says. That's why all these athletes, like, they're not paying past 40. Like, what the hell? All that, like, up and down. I can't. No one can do that.
They're not paying past 40.
Are they up and past 40?
They're not playing or getting paid past 40.
They're getting paid past
40. Or getting paid.
Paid. No.
You're not getting paid past 40.
That's why you see Shaq and all those commercials.
Bro,
you gotta make money somehow.
The early time Shaq was crazy with the commercials. It's gone down a bit more now, but
it's everyone's sons. Everyone, like LeBron's sons and Shaq's sons, is what they're looking at right now.
For what?
Like, what's his name? Legacy. Bronny and Bryson.
Yeah.
Did you see Bryson's fucking his growth spurt?
Yeah.
He went from like what 5'9" to 6-something. Yeah. Over the summer,
he's like,
that's genetically insane.
He's 6'8 now, I think.
That's insane, and he's playing with his brother.
It's ridiculous.
Jesus
Christ. Did you see the one with Bronny and his brother?
Way better than his brother.
Did you see Bronny and his brother?
I haven't seen them play together.
Bronny was at a certain age, like I thought it would grow, like he's still growing. Yeah. All, but his brother was like,
bro, the oldest, we don't get that.
No, the youngest, no, he caught up to him, like, boom. Quick. And it wasn't even like a year or so.
It's tough being older.
Nah, bro, if you see my little brother right now,
you gotta say,
how tall is your brother now, Paul?
He's at least 6 foot. I don't know where he's getting this height from. Bro, we took a picture yesterday. I was looking at him as, mom, I don't want to be in this picture.
Bro, all my brothers are either taller than me or
Marvelous?
Just above me.
Jesus,
I don't understand.
Marvelous. I saw Marvelous. What's he eating?
I don't know, bro. He just came from nowhere, straight up, left me. I've been praying. I was praying for 6'2 all my life. God told me no. I'll give it to your brother instead. I said, all right. Man. Stop being the oldest one. I swear, it's the hardest job.
Mm.
Have you guys ever had a feeling that you've grown taller? Like, I have a feeling that I don't know, maybe an inch or two of my height. But every time I walk past, they're taller than me, and I'm like,
nothing changed.
Nothing's changed.
Mm-hmm. Chai.
It's called delusion. It's called pretense. It's called imagination.
It's called imagination.
Bro, I don't have that feeling, man.
I really have that feeling because in this house.
Listen, as a kid, I used to be tall, and then puberty happened. No growth spurt. Everybody just went boom, and I'm just there. I remember in grade 10, I actually grew this much in the summer, and I was so happy. I was like, man, I'm about to catch up these people. Nah, that was the end of it.
I had a growth spurt when I was 14, and that's it. That was the end of it. I was always the shortest kid. Always the shortest.
That's tough. I was too.
Never.
I was
too.
You know, I was too. Like 14, 15.
If you guys ever went to primary school, like you want to line you up like by height.
Yes.
I'm at the front, bro. I'm at the front.
So you've never had to stand in the back.
All the fine people, cool people at the back.
It's a shame.
What a life.
You used to be the noisy one too. That is massive.
Me too. I used to be the loud one, and I used to be the smallest. So when they want to, either when they want to call out like attendance, like they want us to line up, or when they want to flog and they want to go from the smallest to tallest, I was always in front. Always in front. And like when I came here, they stopped flogging and shit and stopped embarrassing people for being shorter. So like I never had a reason, but when I was taller, there was no need for me to be at the back no more. It's like it's a little sad, but like,
yeah,
I grew like I think it was like, what was it, grade 9, 10 was where I started to slowly like move up, and then grade 11 was where I, in my opinion, was where I capped. Or 12, I don't remember because I have not moved for a while now.
If y'all ever go in my bathroom, just look at the door. When we moved to my house, I measured my height. I was like, this is who I am, and so I want to be. Like, when I hit university, bro. Anytime I walk, I look at it like this, bro.
One day.
This is where I want to be.
Actually, Anna, what do you think about the height extender shit? Like, when you can extend your calf muscle?
Oh, I heard about that. I actually heard about that before people started talking.
Is it like
about
the surgery one?
It's a surgery, yeah. How do I feel about it?
Yeah,
I
you want to.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, I
love it. There's shoes for that. Just accept your height, man. You're not going to grow. Like,
you're not going to feel any pain. You're not going to have to be unable to walk for what, six-ish months?
Like, why would you risk yourself?
It's just like a BBL, honestly.
Best in,
no?
It's equitable to a BBL.
Best in.
It's equitable to a BBL.
It's not
best
equitable
in.
To
a BBL. I'm going to only say
it's
this.
It's not equivable to
you don't walk on your ass.
Wait.
No, trust me. You don't walk
it's
or run.
It's lengthening the bone.
I get what Best in is saying.
Yeah. Because
men, we like ass. Women like height. Nah, so, nah. You know.
Yes. It's equitable to a BBL.
Okay, that's what you meant to say. Equitable,
but,
all right.
But also, the fact that you can't walk for like six months.
Oh, you can't walk in a BBL actually.
Yeah.
You can't sit down.
Bro, have you seen those people in the place?
Yeah.
They be on their knees and shit.
Yeah, they're on their knees. Yeah.
You can't sit on your ass.
I presume like if I get a surgery on my ass, there's no chance I can sit on that ass. Well, I've just never seen their brass.
Kim can't ever let us know. You're the funniest thing ever. But then the plane like this in the opposite way while everybody else is facing.
If you're walking by, would you like some peanuts? Yes. Look behind you.
Yeah. Put it on my back right there.
This one where this lady picked up the lady in an Uber, and the lady was just like sitting right there. I was like, do you need to shit? I'm like, are you okay?
She's like, you don't understand.
Who knows Toke Makinwa? Do you know who she is, right? Toke Makinwa.
Tony who?
Toke Makinwa.
Toke Makinwa.
Oh, okay, no, okay.
She's a Nigerian influencer.
Oh, she got BBL.
She got. Oh God.
It looks
like water.
The last time I saw her was like a movie about her was like. A year after I got here to Canada, like, then I never saw
Nigeria,
any show. Nigeria,
Lagos is like the new Miami.
Damn. Yeah, like, bro.
People are showing themselves.
It's a new world. What can I say? Instagram, right?
Everybody's trying to embrace. People are trying to be something they're not.
Everything's just sloshing around. Like,
no. Okay, talking marketing was on like you, actually, it's meant to move when you add like, stuff to it. Like, it's meant to shake. Nah, this shit's strong like a lollipop, bro.
He'll punch you back. Are you kidding me?
Don't you hear rapper be singing? I knew that ass was real when I hit it.
It bounced back. You
know what I'm saying? They pull up with those lines for a reason.
Certified.
It's a shoot. I feel like that puts a lot of pressure on like everyone. I remember when things used to be so simple. I don't know, maybe because when we were kids, what the time that we grew up in, we weren't really caring about that shit. But everyone's caring about something physically all the time.
It's scary.
It's actually insane. People it's like, calm down. You know what I mean?
You know, I feel like women put a lot of pressure on themselves. Because most of the things that women
put pressure
do,
on other women.
Yep. Mm. They be checking women for themselves too, man. Women. I'm like, why are you doing that? Slightly, I'm saying, I'm dressing better judging, than her. I'm like, why?
Passive aggressive.
Are you getting, like, oh, unless you're you getting so a certain type of
we don't
award.
Care. We don't care what you guys look. We care about the bitch sitting beside you, what she thinks, because she's going to talk and run her mouth. It's
hold up. The girl's going to talk about who?
They're going to find something to talk about. You.
Bro, they're smiling. As soon as you turn your back, I'm damn, I don't like her eyes. Did you see her eyelashes? They're like, did you see how she traced?
I see her lace. Oh my God. Her lashes falling off. Like, what? Like, can you leave me alone?
It's total stranger at that, too.
Total stranger.
They don't get tired of it.
Like, it can be scary.
Everything can be nice about you. You'll still find something. Oh my God. It's off by 1 inch. I can see the thread in her clothes.
All the time.
Okay. Look at it.
Let me see it.
Wow.
That looks worse than it is. Yep.
But let me see that.
Oh, it looks, boy.
It looks real bad. Just I looked at it and I was like, oh, are you serious?
It's strong. It's not moving. It's not moving.
It's like that's what they don't
she
realize.
She wasn't working.
It's supposed to move.
I know, right? Let me see.
Like, I'm not even trying to hate.
It's not even going
like...
side to side, bro.
Oh, exactly.
And let me watch this thing. Look.
I know, it's not moving.
It's just doing like this.
And then we're in the body con.
You know where the pulse is going?
It's not moving.
I'm done.
God, look.
It's not moving. I know it's not moving.
They want to be
Black Barbie so bad.
No, you know when we were young, I would put like some people. Just...
You put pillow inside your butt. Stop.
You're trying to mimic this.
Is it like the
no, but
those cartoons and shit.
No, yeah. You gotta look. Watch the video, bro. Watch the video.
You guys remember Halloween? That was that baby that was walking around with the baby and shit.
What
happened to Halloween?
There was a baby who like her mom just had like give
was
her
a Halloween costume.
Halloween costume
as a woman who just got a BBL.
Let's just stuff something there. And the baby had the IV unit.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Basically, you're
bro, I don't know what you're talking about. Lots of people will smash this. Is what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing. Oh. Like this ass.
A lot. No.
We're not gonna rate it greatly, but Paul. I'm not gonna lie, bro. There's not a lot of different looking space like Kim Kardashian, man. What are you talking about?
Kim Kardashian has better doctors.
That was
Kim Kardashian has better doctors than that.
You know, like, she does have better doctors, and she's probably got a lot more work done. She's like two better like fixings away from having like Kim K's ass, bro. There's not a lot of difference.
Break you, dick.
Have you seen Kim K's ass?
Every time you.
Bro, I thought you would never move side to side. Like it bends it slightly.
Bro, it's gonna pop your hips, bro.
Like it bends
you,
down.
You
when
will
she,
move. You will move.
It's a little rocky. It's a little rocky, but like
it's a rocky.
Once you worked out enough, you can definitely hit it and survive.
Like
it should be able to go.
It will shock you.
It should be able to go a couple
Miracle,
minutes.
Stop justifying bad behavior. Stop justifying bad behavior.
I'm just saying that there's not a lot of
Miracle,
difference between this and Kim Kardashian. No, please, no. I'm not walking enough yet.
You
were saying as if he too would do it.
It's like, man.
I said she's just a couple, what's it called? A couple jobs away. What's it called? Butt jobs? Ass jobs?
Yeah. How much are they?
Like, your body. Like, if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Okay, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, people, but how is she gonna sell? She sells the body.
No, but she's an actress. She's not.
Is she? I thought she was.
No, my point. My issue with Tucker Mackin was that she was really beautiful. Like, there's no point for all.
Wait, that wasn't her though.
That is Tucker Mackin.
Oh.
See.
No, glasses. I didn't see
the. I'm trying to see her actual face.
I'm going to show you the photo.
It was hers.
I'm going to show you what she posted on. Let me go to her on Instagram first of all.
Madu.
Bro, it's hard.
It's an epidemic in Nigeria right now.
Poor can't get the picture out of his head. That thing was stiff. It looks like, you know, Eba, when you leave it for like several days.
Pounded, yeah.
Like anything solid. Chai. Oh, man. Why?
It's too common. And I feel like that's why, like, I watched this YouTube video and they said it was an epidemic because it's just becoming too accepted.
It's the new norm.
Too common.
It's a new norm.
No, it's not funny. It's like, how did that become the new normal? How you no?
Because of celebrities, the
securities.
Bro. All these celebrities are making it so accepted. They're like, okay, whatever.
And also Instagram, bro.
Instagram.
People also tell you that, like, don't do it the way they do it. I saw recently when I was going through the news. This woman that has a child, by the way, went and tattooed her eyeballs.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
The actual, like. And now she can't see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she has a child to take care of. Do you know why she did it?
Both eyes?
Yes. So damn. She did it because one of her favorite celebrities has 99% of her body tattooed or some shit. So she, that one tattooed her eyes too. The celebrity that tattooed her eyes probably got more expensive work done by someone better professional. And second of all, that person that tattooed her eyes, the celebrity, lost her vision, or she had blurry vision for like a week. Or something like that, or 6 months, or something like that. I can't really remember. But she did have blurry vision, or she couldn't see for a bit. This one went and did probably a botched job with someone that she paid $150 to. And now she first did one eye, and she noticed like, oh, it was okay. And then she went and did the other eyes, and now she can't see through both eyes.
Yeah, I saw that.
Why tattoo your eyes?
You know, I mean, that's what my mom thinks whenever I tell her I'm gonna get a tattoo. That's what she thinks I'm gonna do. Get those 99%, my whole sleeve, my neck. I'm like,
you're gonna become a degenerate.
Just something little. Just polka dots. Small. Just something small.
African parents, it starts small. And then what's gonna happen? You're gonna want another one, and another one, and another one before you know it.
Yeah, I don't like things.
I've heard that tattoo is an addiction.
Is it?
That's what I've heard for most people. You get a nice one. They got one, say one, get another one.
And then you wanna do it somewhere else.
It's an addiction to the pain, not the addiction, just naturally. I think it's addiction. Because that shit feels good. Like, you're going through something now. It's just like going through a hard workout, bro.
Damn, you got a tattoo, man?
Like endorphins?
No. No, just experiences, people talking. Like, yeah, I said like endorphins, yeah. It gets you the hard workout. Relax. Gets you the...
Besson has gone and tattooed a girl's name.
Nah.
It's just...
Veronica.
She made me do it.
I love you, Veronica.
Oh man. That's not the dumbest tattoo you can have.
Ariana Grande.
No, those tattoos with like the tiger on your chest, that shit is fucking dumb to me. Like a tiger on your back and a cross on your chest. Get the fuck out of my face. Get out of my face.
Isn't there was that nigga that sort of feminist on his body and she got cheated on?
That happens like every other week, bro.
No, someone tattooed feminist on his body and got cheated on. Bro.
Oh shit! I thought I said tattooed a girl on his chest. No. I was like,
he's taking that shit off the next day. He's a menace, man.
Take out the ST. That's my feminine.
You take out FE, bro. Menaced.
Menaced.
Right.
Oh, wow. Oh.
All right. So we are at the end of this 2022. We are almost. How do you guys feel about this year by inflation? Let's say if money was an option, what would they have loved to do this year?
Travel.
Yeah,
if money was not an issue,
you think I want to be here when it's minus 20?
Obviously, that's true.
Huh?
Honestly,
no one wants to be.
I want to cash flights, not feelings.
Hey. Let's go, sister, preach.
I would love to travel, but like even people are saying like even the flights, like everyone's flights are being canceled and stuff because of the weather. So
someone had to wait at least 12 hours for his.
Didn't your AY show get canceled?
My? I don't claim. Yeah, it got canceled because, first of all, bad planning. I personally think it's bad planning. The AY himself asked us why we're even planning the show when it's minus 20 and it's winter time. Why did he pick this date out of all dates? AY himself said so.
He said,
Biko, please, don't, if you want a show, don't book during this time of the year. Book during summertime.
And that makes sense.
It makes sense.
Of course, it makes more.
The downfall was a combination of things.
I'm also gonna say, they could have. They might be paying him a premium fee for him to be coming at this time of the year, if I had to guess. So why can't his ass be in the city a day before? You know, be in a hotel, coop up yourself if you don't want to come outside.
You know what's crazy? The car, when we were leaving, as the security guards were leaving, my brother was showing me the car that that nigga was supposed to ride in. So I said, your car is here, you're in Winnipeg, and you still didn't decide to show up to the show.
They rented a car for him.
They rented a 2022 car. Like, it's not even a small, no, it's not a Kia, like, it's a car. A big man's car. And my guy was in the airport over Zoom. Say, I'm sorry.
What happened? You enter the next plane and go back, or what?
I don't even know. I left. I took my money and I left. I said, this is ridiculous. Black people should do better.
I don't know who to feel bad for.
The people that wasted their money.
You don't know who to feel bad for. There's only one person to feel bad for.
Bro, did you see ticket pricing, bro?
Listen, $80 was for regular seats, bro.
No, $80 early bed. They dropped the tickets, bro.
Used to be $170 for VVIP.
No, $1,700, not $170.
That's a combination of everyone.
No, bro.
I'm not joking.
No, it's one person's.
One person's was 1,000.
That's rent plus food for 6 months. Wait.
Ticket was what?
$1,700. No. I saw it. Yeah. On
bro. I thought it was for a table of five, $170.
Wait. No. Guys, hold on.
I think it's.
Are we talking naira or dollar?
Dollar.
He said naira.
17. Who's gonna? Who's 17? Supposed to come? I don't even know.
Does AY think he's Justin Bieber or Drake?
The function wasn't like, even.
This is for one person.
This is
for. Look, I'm looking at it right here, right? Ellie Bird. That's one Papa G posted. Ellie Bird, $80. Regular $100. Premium seat, $200. VIP, $1,500 for a table of 10. VVIP, $1,700 for the table of 10.
Uh-huh. Divide that by 10.
Okay, yeah, it'll be 17.
It's 170, that's what I'm saying. 170 per person.
So, hold up. That's dumb then. You just get... That makes no sense.
My mom said, we're not paying 170 for something you can find on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, this is the first time this guy's touching in Winnipeg. It's like, you've been watching his shows on YouTube this whole time.
No, that's a violation. Though. You gotta appreciate the art.
Which
it's kind of like going to a concert. You say you're not going to go to
just the dim the lights around you, pretend you're in the show.
Okay, wait. Okay, concert is different because in concert, a musician can debut a new show. What new joke can he give? God, he was 50 years old.
Are you saying that it's not possible for him to come with new content?
Yes, I'm saying that. I'm saying for comedy, it's so much different because I remember when Papa G was talking about like, how it's difficult to perform new stuff because sometimes people show up to your show to hear the jokes they've heard before, or they bring someone to hear that joke, and most times probably coming to see the jokes they said before, or that joke people have heard on YouTube. People want to hear jokes back to back, so it's maybe for us it's different because
fuck, would I want to hear a joke I can hear on YouTube?
No, some people want to hear the joke again and again.
Yes,
and again,
yes, because like, it feels very funny.
Who is that? Who's that mad?
I don't even understand.
Bro, that's what comedy. Because honestly, I feel like we are not true comedy fanatics because honestly, we're going to rumors every weekend.
You the one that watch comedy. Who else?
I do.
We all watch comedy.
Look at my
that's stand up.
My Netflix. Gabriel, I'm always watching stand up.
Gabriel Iglesias.
Yeah. Wait, this Kaleidoscope is not out yet. Okay, it's coming out Sunday.
What's the other black British guy? Forgot his name.
Mo Gilligan.
Yeah,
Mo Gilligan.
He's hilarious.
So it's like I will not go to rumors every day because I don't know who is there. Like, trust level, but like, it's actually good to experience like new comedians, like new work and stuff like that. But
I will not go to rumors every day because I don't have the money for that kind of shit.
Yeah. Exactly. What was my next statement? Was
I was gonna say I like to spend the money on food.
I mean, you can get good rumors and get both food, and the food wasn't bad.
Yeah, but the food comes with. I have to buy the tickets and the food.
Yeah, you had to buy the food at the AY show.
The food didn't come with the tickets.
If you weren't in VVIP or VIP, you had to buy your food.
Wow.
And if you're in VIP, I believe it was small chops. It's only in VVIP that you'll get actual food, like rice and suya. From what I saw with my own two eyes.
Listen, we could have gone on VVIP.
Eh?
Are you fucking... Well, they said table of 10. If we bring 20 and we have that on each other's legs.
So you're willing to pay $170 for a comedy?
Did you hear me or not? I said it's table of 10. If you bring 20 people, have them sit on each other's leg, that's the 10 per 2.
That's the $60.
That's $60. That's cheaper than $80.
Why would they put 20 people at a table of 10? The way it was set up, there's only 10 chairs.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Have you never gone to a show with your own chair?
They'll call you broken.
Thank you.
In the hall, put it down. And I was like, that's my guy, man.
In a bus?
Yeah.
And the bus has to be having down. Couches and shit.
Thank you. There's a bunch of bacteria and shit.
Anytime somebody had to walk out, they had to, like, bro, move. And then he stands out, squish it, like, under the chair.
Hello.
Go, put it back, and sit down. That's bro. I was boss. Like, God, I was so jealous because I've never thought of that.
He knows his worth.
I've never thought of that idea, man. The amount of time you have to stand on a bus, I have a heavy ass backpack. You know what I'm saying? You're going to down, like, from, what is it? U of W. Mm. But you have to be in the bus at least, traffic way back. I'm in there at least half an hour before we get to Glenland. That's when you have kind of, like, space where you can sit down. Mm. Damn, I saw that. I was like, that's genius.
Work smarter, not
harder. I need to go find that with a chair like that. Y'all, if you ever catch me sitting down the bus, just mind your business. Enjoy it. In fact, bring your own chair. Sit together.
Mm.
Bro, we need to recap this year. Do you remember what started? What happened at the beginning of this year? Anyone remember?
I had COVID.
What were the yeah, word. Our year started with all of us falling sick.
Yeah.
Do you all remember?
Yeah, we all
were sick. Bro, it was serious.
Wow.
I was so scared, like, when I worked my shift again, because I always work on, like, Christmas, even overnight. Like, yesterday, I started feeling, like, a little warm. And I was like, yo, this better not be it again, bro. This not be it. I took a nap. I woke up and I was fine. I was like, oh, thank God.
People forget. People are still getting COVID. Everyone's forgetting that.
No, it's actually
COVID's
serious.
Still alive.
I think, not forgetting, but just give a shit anymore.
Yeah, people are just blocking it out. It's not even happening in their mind.
And it's also flu season, so, like, I feel like it could be confusing for some people. Like, if you have the flu or if you have COVID.
Nah, COVID, you cannot confuse that with the flu.
Yes, you can.
Actually, you can.
Very well.
You can.
The flu be fucking the people up.
Bro, you feel like you're about to die. Both of them. Same thing.
No. Bro, miracle. When I had COVID, that was my first time ever since I came to Canada to have a fever. I knew there was something wrong as soon as I had it.
Like me, when I have a flu,
I guess everyone's buddy.
I go to bed and I'm like, God, please let me wake up tomorrow morning.
Wow. Are you serious?
Yeah. Is that deep?
Yeah.
No, I know I'm gonna wake up. I'm just gonna be.
You know, I recently had a cold and I thought it was the worst I've ever had, just because both of my nose were, like, plugged at night, and then I had to sleep with my mouth open. I was scared I was gonna swallow something. You wake up, your whole throat is dry, and that was bad to me.
Me, when I have things like that, I'm just like, I'm about to sleep and I'm like, God, please, I hope my mouth stays open. I don't suffocate.
Bro, I had to wake up. I had a bottle of water beside me. Right? If you want to wake up, drink out some, and that's like turns back and back to the bathroom, bro.
I need some NyQuil or something. No. I just knock myself out. Because if I'm going to wake up with a dry mouth, sure. But I need the sleep to recover.
Oh, no. When you guys wake up with, like, have you guys ever woken up and your mouth feels, like, very bitter?
No. Bitter?
You're sick.
Yeah. That means you're about to get sick, right?
It means you're sick. No,
yo,
I don't
bro.
Much about to.
It feels better.
Your really. Mouth tastes never, like taste.
I don't taste. I don't take the time.
No, your own saliva, bro. Your saliva is on your tongue.
If you
I go to the bathroom and start
eat very late and you go to sleep, and you know, yeah, that can happen.
No, best thing.
No, that's sickness.
You're falling sick. Yes.
Yeah, but mine mostly comes with stress. It happens more often during exam time.
Oh, God.
Or, like, stress.
You're just stressed.
I've never experienced a migraine until I entered university. I said, what is this?
Yo.
My whole body. I said, what's going on?
Yo, my brain shut down,
I had to search
bro.
Up the symptoms, self-diagnose. I thought I was losing my mind.
Bro, I called an Uber and got myself to the hospital, bro. Emergency.
Bro, I rejected. What kind of stress is this that my whole body... I knew what the headache was, but I never knew what the migraine was.
No.
What is this?
Headaches are younger brothers to migraine, bro. What am I going to hit you?
Migraine is susceptible to everything.
I'd rather have a headache than a migraine.
Bright lights, sounds.
I don't think I've ever had one.
No, like, you think it would be like a headache. Like, you think people were kind of being dramatic about it. But, like, when I tell you it shuts down your whole body, like, you have, like, I had body aches and I had to be in bed for a while. Like, I had fever. Like, it just affected my whole fucking body. And I knew it was a migraine because I felt it in the back of my neck. You can either have it here or, like, in the front of your head or something.
Mine was a
front. I was like, yo.
My doctor was like, bro, just take this meds.
Yeah.
Get well soon.
I took the, like, Aleve, like, migraine pills.
It can be something very serious if it's not taken care of.
I didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
Mine was, like, I woke up and I could not see, bruv. Whoa. Like, yeah, I woke like, up, and I was home alone. I woke up, I could not see.
Yeah.
I was home alone. I was
getting my sleep. You couldn't,
like, I could not see. Like,
or his things were blurry.
My eyes can't go up. I couldn't even
look
down.
Are you kidding me?
Oh.
My eyes can't go up. Like, the migraine.
Do you remember? Mine was like earlier this year when I was wearing sunglasses in the house. And you all were talking, asking me, I'll tell you, I'm blocking out the demons. Bro, it was straight up migraine, bro. Like, bright lights,
bro, you
sound.
You could have said
like,
that, man. Yeah. You spent too long roasting your ass, bro.
Everything was a problem.
When I was my blinds were closed. Like, I was like, don't look at me, like, don't call me.
I stayed
me
in my room. I just stayed like a dead body, put my hands on my chest, and just stayed there.
Pray for my life.
Any movement, side to side, nothing was
anything
good.
Anything I even
know. Everything
at that
was
point.
Bad.
Anything.
Y'all been through it.
Shit, I'll call my doctor. I was like, bro,
you
bro,
don't understand the level until you actually have one yourself.
Shay, so I've never been
at first,
sick.
I used to
say.
Make. No, not making fun, but I thought like it was a joke.
I didn't think it was serious.
When my older sister usually gets it, but then one day she couldn't move at all. I was scared for my life. I was like, what the heck is this?
Yeah, I stopped laughing.
Like,
it's
just a headache. It's just a headache. Stop being dramatic.
No.
No.
Bro, I got to the emergency room. I got to the emergency hospital. I was sitting there for over an hour. I was still struggling to get up. The woman was like, oh, have a cup of water. I was drinking water. So I drank water. And I was like, shit, what's going on? I ran to the bathroom. I opened the door. Sprayed the mirror. Puke. Sprayed the whole bathroom, bro.
Wow.
I just closed out and walked away like nothing happened. Like, bro.
Best thing, they're looking for you to this day.
Bro.
This nigga.
They'll find you now.
Bro, but once I puked, it started getting better.
Yeah.
It started getting a little bit better. Yeah. A little bit better. Yeah. But then when I finally, 6 hours later, when I actually saw the doctor, he was still like, you have no fluids in your body. You're dehydrated. Mm. You have a migraine. You have this. It's like, you're probably going to, I want you to stay the night. It's like, I'll check in 4 hours. I was basically on gym for 4 hours. I was feeling good, but he was like, no, you're not good.
Yeah, bro. I think that the dehydration is going to make it worse.
The thing about it is that when you have, let's have a migraine, like, it starts small, right? Yeah. And it starts with you losing your appetite, which means you're not drinking water, which you're not getting enough food, which means you're basically making yourself worse without you knowing it.
Yeah.
So if you see you sitting down there paralyzed, not doing anything, you're going to kill yourself much faster.
I'm telling you.
If you don't force yourself to eat or drink water, you're fucked. Next 4 hours, you're going to basically puke your system out. Peaky Blinders. Your system out, or...
Shout out
Peaky Blinders. Yeah. You're just gonna have a massive headache next time, like, bro. It's gonna get worse.
That's the thing. I fell asleep thinking I just had a headache. Woke up devastated, like my whole body. Oh, it was horrible. I don't wish that on my enemy. I don't.
I would not say I don't, but
no, that's rough.
It's enough.
No, who's your enemy?
You don't need to be careful. How you say same things. Like, I don't wish that on my enemy.
Honestly, I wish AIDS on my enemy. No.
I'm quite sure you wish a lot more.
I wish AIDS than migraine.
AIDS?
I rather wish AIDS and migraine.
If someone doesn't want you to prosper in life, how can you want them to prosper?
Wait, why not HIV? Why don't start with something that can come back from?
It's going to come back to you.
People doing people. Why am I fucking my enemy, first of all?
I'm just saying, they fucking other people, bro.
No.
Why are my friends with my enemy?
You never know, bro.
Do you guys think you got enemies? Because
I have none. I think I have none.
If you got enemies, talk to them now.
We just have slight issues. I don't know. I've never had an enemy.
If there's anybody you consider your enemy, you are the problem.
I'm telling you.
You are the problem. You are definitely the problem. It's definitely your fault.
If you have an enemy, you're the problem. Like, if it's true though.
You are because it's you.
I think you're contributing a little bit to the problem. Unless the person like killed your whole family or something. Maybe it's not you.
Yeah.
Like,
are you gonna go say that to kids that got bullied the entire high school?
They're
playing vengeance.
They're playing vengeance.
Death notes.
Yes, that's your enemy. That one's your enemy. Yes, as in.
Some people be walking around like, I got enemies. Like,
I got enemies.
got a lot of enemies.
You know what I mean?
You gotta be a lot of people that don't want you to succeed.
You are holding me down, nigga. If you
no one's holding you down, nigga. You ain't got a child. No one's holding you down. You didn't finish uni, like that's you, man. No, it's so dramatic. They're like, oh, you niggas wishing on my downfall. No, you got an F on your test. No,
you're the one dealing drugs, motherfucker.
Like, no,
no one's waiting.
The ops.
I'm telling you. The ops snitching on you.
The ops
came
in through the door.
He's snitching on himself.
The ops came in through the door. I went out the back door.
You know the craziest thing? When I first heard the word ops, I thought it was another word for cops.
The cops can be the ops too.
I didn't know what opposition.
It's the opposition, bro.
People just say, oh, the ops on my tail. I'd be like, where, like... Cops are the OG ops.
Yeah, cops are OG ops. Anyway,
put on a t-shirt. I like that.
Cops are the OG ops. Who's gonna buy the shirts?
Me.
How many shirts? Merch businesses is there? Let the woman rest in peace because let the woman rest in peace. If I wear the shirts, dinner is like, bro, we know like. Everybody got a black shirt with Ali on, a black shirt with Tupac on. Everybody got a black shirt.
Oh,
with...
yeah, that's just so overdone. It's actually insane.
I can understand when we were born. See,
yeah.
Listen, I can understand when you're rapping, like, you know, your favorite artist or something. It's not about, like, but when you're rapping, like, a business or an idea. No, not an idea. You're rapping an influencer.
Oh, you mean like Sidemen type shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, for me, sometimes it's a bit weird. Sometimes.
Like, some people can't help buying their favorite influencers' merch. They can't help
you supporting. But I want to let you know that small, these influencers don't wear it.
Yeah, I know.
Obviously, why would you wear your face with your knee?
Some of them are like Emma Chamberlain. I really like her idea.
Some of them,
that's so
you know,
smart.
If someone is rapping their own shit.
No, like, because you know how, like, influencers have merch and stuff? They just come out with a t-shirt and a sweater. Mm-hmm. But hers was, like, a bit different because it was coffee. Like, no one thought about that shit.
I mean, Mr. Beast has a restaurant, which is smarter.
If you come out with merch and it's just a t-shirt, like,
and then there's, like, Dude Perfect. They want to start. They want to open an amusement park.
There's a wide variety of ideas.
No, that is fucking dumb.
Why?
Nobody actually watches Dude Perfect thinking I'm going to go to Dude Perfect amusement park.
But it's an amusement park, it's an attraction. Doesn't matter where you are, you can't go wrong in an attraction.
And an attraction.
It's an attraction.
His audience is not going there. That's what he's trying to say.
No, he doesn't even need his own audience to really like their own audience to come there. Granted,
the point
they do have a good audience.
Have to do more work to get people.
Paul, if Red River X is coming to Winnipeg now, if Red River X said they wanted to be here in Winnipeg permanently, we could go like. We only have 3 months of summer, but yeah. if we were like
going
you know,
there once,
if we
that's...
if we were like you know California or like places that had summer like 8-9 months of the year or whatever,
yeah,
like you'd be more inclined to go out more often. Like it's an attraction in itself.
But you
not,
go to
if
Red
they wanted
Red
to
Red
open like a comedy show or something like that, like an attraction anyone can go is for almost all ages in a way. So like I can understand why like they might want to open like. You know.
See, my only argument is this: is that. If you're going to open an amusement park in a place where there's a lot of amusement parks,
if you cannot differentiate yourself,
because first of all, you're opening a new amusement park, the cost is going to be a lot, and you're going to have to charge high prices first.
I'm just trying to.
Okay, how long does it last? Oh, it lasts.
No, that was not the question.
She's
getting used to how we go through our conversation.
How do you last, Vesta? Is that a question? How long do you last?
How long do you last?
Is that a question?
How long do you last?
Depends on who's asking.
I got different reviews, nigga.
I've done personal surveys. You know, I time it. Make sure you know.
How did that make you feel? Type of question, right?
How did that make you feel? I have a survey.
What record?
10-page survey.
Nah,
I go to get my blood drawn and they give me a survey after. I go to the dentist, they give me a survey after. Bro, there's a survey for almost everything nowadays. Everyone wants to rate their performance. I go to store, give us a rating and give us a review. We qualify for $10,000.
Maybe you get $1,000. Maybe.
I'm like,
nah.
$500?
You are doing too much. You are giving basic essential services. No, why is
this like,
bro,
like,
Miracle, that's how you get better, man.
Why do you?
That's how you improve.
But
should you improve by drawing my blood?
Yeah.
Tell us how we did.
Of course. Bro, you're just putting a noodle in there, bro.
If when you walk in, the whatever the person that welcomed you wasn't nice, you say that, so now they know who to fire.
That's just giving Karen's like leverage, don't you think? People have bad days. Like, I'm not saying be a prick to everybody.
But like, you have more service, so you can tell. If more people are saying that, you gotta go.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm guessing that there's a show on, like, Snapchat where, like, on YouTube where like, a guy goes to, like, the worst rated stuff in Yelp.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Goes to like the worst rated like a restaurant, gentleman's shop, or stuff like that.
That's dangerous.
It was for like tiny cleaning salon. Man came out looking like Donald Trump, bro. was like, that's a smart idea, going to the worst rated, asking why they're worst rated.
Yeah, no why.
I mean, the strip club, I could tell I was worst rated, bro.
Were they those strippers or were they trans?
No, they.
Okay, maybe I should have said
that. Remember your email from Claude, bro.
Okay, I should have said, were they just men?
No. That'd be a gentleman's club.
Why would you go rate that? Like, if I could, you
play. Let me rate that. Like, that would be the question. Let me rate that. That's a 10.
No, bro, walking in there, it's like they're like, oh, we have legacy people that have been here for a long time, we have a lot of old staff and stuff like that. They have a lot of old staff. One
is it the ones at their breasts, is at their knees?
Shut up, Miracle.
Old staff. I'm thinking old age.
No, I think one of the arguments for the gentleman's club, strip club, all of them, was that they charge high to get in. The drinks were like maybe $5 more expensive than usual at that place, because he was saying that, oh yeah, people don't tip as much anymore, so we just basically increase the price of drinks. A Pepsi was like $7, stuff like that. Yeah.
$7.
Come to the airport.
Who's that?
Water cheap.
Yo, that is like Air Canada tax type shit.
Premium
Air Canada. Oh,
bro.
Does Winnipeg have a gentleman's club or a strip club?
Oh, yeah. Those don't go there. I've heard about them before. Paul, tell us your experiences.
Paul, confess us this now.
Paul, give us some wisdom, Paul.
I gotta say, you're not missing anything. I walked out of there questioning my sexuality.
Yeah. That's a shame. I know, like, America would have like a shit ton, but I've never heard of.
Now, Winnipeg, I only know two, and that one person took me both of them, and I was like, bro, I can't do this no more, man.
Wow.
Yeah, there's one on, I don't even know the name. It's called like XXX, I think. And then there's one.
Well, yeah, I've heard of that. I've heard of that before. I forget who was talking to you about that.
Yeah, that one's whack.
The person was telling me that the clubs in this particular city are mainly run by like gangs and shit.
Oh,
and so
lovely.
It's dangerous to be actually being there. Physically dangerous. Apart from like being dangerous, like you have to be questioning sexuality. It's a danger of like your life could be.
Listen,
in your
a
own
lot
hands.
Of times like. It's like that if you go and start creating problems. There's some people when they have a little bit of alcohol in the system, they think they're visible, and you start looking at people weird instead of just, bro, just do your thing, man. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Somebody walks, you start staring at them. I'm like, why? Some people, you don't know what kind of day. Somebody's going to hold you, what you're looking at. Just look away, bro. You know, you don't have to prove you're a man just like, you know, staring at them, right?
I'm looking at you, bro.
Bro, I've had somebody pull a freaking knife in front of me at the club. I had a little bit of alcohol in my system. All of a sudden, I was like, why am I in the middle of this? Like, it's not even my fight. Like, I had to the Holy Spirit got into me at that moment. And
amen.
I had to remove us. Yo, I was like, why am I here? And then like 10 minutes later, there's another fight happening somewhere else at the club. And I was like in the middle of it. And I'm like, I don't even know these people.
Mm.
Right? Those are the moments I said, this is not my, it's not for me.
See?
It's not for me, bro. I don't want to wake up the next day in the hospital asking myself how I got here.
Yo, but the clubs I've been to, like the security there, it's like these motherfuckers are hovering around the whole, basically hovering around the dance floor. If you move one way, move left, move right, I got to this nigga was... You know, like when you carry someone on a stretcher, right? Just imagine carrying someone now without a stretcher. Just a stretcher under. Just lifted him, arms, legs, everything. He's basically perpendicular to the floor.
That's so embarrassing.
Which club is that? That's
lit. It was in Quebec. The security guy was trying to jump around. I just basically pulled me by my chain.
Yeah.
and just toss me away so they could get to that place. Because they're trying to get to the middle and they don't care who they push out.
Yeah.
They just hold you by your neck and just move you to the left.
Yeah.
And just take the, took the guy out.
That's so good.
The guy was drunk.
Imagine they hold you by your hood and by your pants.
Imagine you're there with your girl, bro.
That's probably one of the reasons why people might want to fight back. And they might want to show themselves, but they will get
manhandled. I almost got into a fight at a Halloween party because of some dumb stuff like that. I mean, granted, I was kind of being a little petty too. I was walking, this girl had a costume, she was like pregnant, right? And then I bumped into her, and her man was trying to act tough. Was like, yo, you hitting my girl? And then I was just mad. I just grabbed her like her fake stomach. Cause it was funny, bro. It was too big, bro. Like you know what I'm saying. And then he almost started to fight me. I was my costume was like a football player. I had shoulder pads on, so I know I was good. I had my helmets in my hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm
protection.
I was already thinking. You know what I'm saying? The only reason I didn't fight was because the guy in my actual team, he was like, bro, you're new at the school. This guy's been my boy since like way back. So if you guys start fighting and I have to pick side, I'm gonna go that way. And I started thinking the whole football team is probably gonna go on that side. Obviously, I had Paul, like Big Paul. He was there with me. He was like, yo, bro, I got your back. I was like, all right, that's my boy. But
Paul's
then I was
instigator.
Like,
Paul's an instigator.
I decided, but I didn't drink at that time, so I was still actually thinking. I was like, if I get in a fight right now, it's probably going to be like a big story. This guy looks like a gang person. They're probably going to have to find my siblings. And now, once my siblings are involved, I'm going to have to do like drastic things. Like, once you involve my siblings, I will destroy you.
Word.
Like, I will mess you up. Like, you will end in the hospital. I don't care.
Word.
But if it's me, it's like, you know, I can still, like, sure.
So, I hate when people do that shit. Get family involved. Why the fuck are you bringing my family into this? It's between
me and you.
That's just, like, it's just them purposely being petty, to be honest. Yeah.
But once you involve my family, it's like, now I have to do something to make sure that you don't ever try it. You and know, because
they can't handle
very drastic
loss, so they just want to take it out on someone else.
A shorty in a elevator one time after a rooftop party tried to fight me.
Damn.
Because okay, when I'm faded,
when Anna says okay,
when I'm faded, I get a little like you know how you get like touched. You don't think twice about doing certain things. So I have this habit of like if you have something on you like. I'll pick it off, but it's usually around people that I know, so they're like okay with it, right? I gotta keep, you know, who's ever around me gotta look fresh, you know? So this person I didn't know, but I was dancing with him, but I obviously wasn't planning to go home with anybody. I was dancing with him. See him in the elevator, right? This girl's around his arm like this, around his arm, and he had like a thing on his hair. I just like reach over and pick it off. The stare she gave me,
she's like, Mike. I got you.
And I was showing it. Like, I remember it. Like, I don't forget anything, even though I've drank. Look. I was showing it. I was like, look. And she was just like, okay. And I was like, okay. And at that time, since the alcohol was flowing, I was like, okay, if you're really about to fight me, sure. Like, fine. I was like, if you're going to fight me, sure, fine. But then I thought about it, too, and I was like, I'm too fucking tired. Like, my feet hurt. Like, I want to go home. But it was just the fact that she was ready to, like, jump. Let's go. Let's go. I understand what you want from me.
God damn.
I never understand people that fight over their boyfriends like that.
Like, I'm telling you, that wasn't her boyfriend. That wasn't her man. Because he was dancing with me. So, so that wasn't your man, boo. It's okay.
I think she was frustrated in that moment. She had an excuse to get that frustration out.
Oh, you mad? I love saying that shit. Oh, you angry? Oh.
Bro, you better not be saying that. That's the best way to get a punch in your face.
I know.
So what happened middle of the year? We talked about what happened at the beginning of the year. Michael. About falling sick. I'm just trying to remember. And then we're trying to recap some of
the beginning things. Was sickness. Middle was a whole fucking inconsistency.
Was it? No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
It was towards the end. We
planned a lot of stuff that fell apart. Like beach day,
lots of
started raining. We ended up playing soccer. Yeah. That was dope, though. I enjoyed
soccer,
that game. With
it was
soccer
good.
Game?
The it was
one
good.
We were playing at that church over there.
Yeah. Well,
oh, that one. Okay.
It was still, to me, my head was better than actually going to the beach because I didn't want to. This guy didn't even want to go to the beach that day. Bro.
Well, that chip was gonna be a half, bro.
Wait, didn't I get off work that day or something?
Yeah, we kidnap you. Yeah. All
right.
It's not kidnapping, it's friends. Abduction. With his friends.
God.
Hey, in the car. He opened the door himself. We had consent.
He got there and he opened the door. True.
Who wants it to trousers?
He also opened his door and came out. Hey, bestie.
He opened his door.
Well, wasn't that the day that I got an accident?
Yeah. Damn, we
fuck. I hate that day, bro. Shit ass day. You know, bastard day.
Yeah.
Fuck. Oh, that day ruined my my second half of the year, bro.
Who was in fault?
It was my fault. Yeah. That's why I'm so good.
Bro, I felt so
good. I came back from work. I remember I had to pick people up. Yeah. But I came back from work that morning. I worked an overnight shift.
Oh.
And I was just so tired. Bro. So I had best in driving for most of the trip. But then it was time to go.
The one time you started to drive.
The one time I was like, let me just drive you guys home. I'll drop the rest of the people home and then I gotta go somewhere.
I feel so guilty that day, man.
Bro,
because I was chilling there and then the guy in front of us was going slow and I was like, Mirko, why are you in this lane?
Paul's like,
yeah.
Like,
you know, you're right.
Bro, yeah, and I was like,
yay!
This was
like the kind that like,
that's tragic.
Bestie was sleeping.
Bestie turned into a madman.
Yo, I was, my eyes were almost closed. I just got hit, bro. Like, yo.
I was in and out, and then next night, though.
How many demerits down?
It's
-5. Wait, are you, what number you are now?
I don't even know. What's even the date?
Should he check?
Actually, hold on. What you are?
Hey, I have to finance my license. That's up.
Your financing license. Me, I'm hoping that I make enough money that my tax rebates can make my license. I'm living wrong.
Yo, all I know is now. At the end of this month, I have to go and pay whatever that's left because I'm tired of these people pulling money out of my account every month, bro.
No, I'm financing part of my license payment too. And also, before I had to renew my license last month, I had to pay $2,000 to get my license off.
Jesus Christ.
That's all my savings wiped out like this.
I swear, that just gave me a heart attack.
Oh, you guys remember the time when I spoke about, I don't know.
Yeah, you paid five, what did five you paid?
It was $5,000, yeah.
Five grand.
I almost did that, but see, the lady did calculations for me.
The money's flowing.
My own, the lady that worked with me, she straight was a bitch, straight up bitch. I was just coming out of high school, I was in my first year or second year. No one told me, like, she didn't even help me, like, give me, like, ideas of, like, what this could be and, like, whether it's better or not. I mean, to today, I don't know, and it's better that way because the money is gone and now it's in the past, so I don't think about it anymore, but, bro. Tears that day, just tears.
Bro,
she told me, right? She's like, if you don't pay this, you're getting your license today. I was like,
hey,
I had to
you could have just walk out and continue to drive illegally.
Get caught, bro. Then what you do?
Bad boy.
What are the odds? You know, what are the odds, bro? You've been driving for how long?
Yeah. The odds are real high, bro. Honestly, I didn't want to risk it.
Odds are real weird. Bro, randomly, I told you guys, I got. Oh, I didn't tell you. I got the coupon for free pancakes because cops just stopped me in the middle of the road at 7 o'clock, 7 p.m.
They were going to do that. I was hoping they stopped me too.
When I was coming back home, I was just driving next thing. I just saw a bunch of red lights everywhere.
Yeah, if you're sober,
they're just randomly calling cars in. Next thing, the guy called me in. He's like, I was like, what's going on? Like, just told me to come into like to drive into the off the side of the road, and then when I put my windows down, he's like, sorry, we're just doing a police checkpoint or some shit like that. It's like, have you had anything to drink? I'm like, bro, I'm going to go practice. I'm tired. Like, no, my house is 2 minutes away. Just let me go. And he was like, have you had anything to drink? I'm like, no, I haven't. He's like, do you have your license on you? I was like, yeah. I showed him my license. He's like, thank you so much. He gave me a few free coupon for three pancakes. That way.
The
pancake tasted like water.
I don't want your pancakes.
Cardboard, bro.
Bro, they announced at the radio. They were like, you guys, if you're driving sober around this time and you get stopped by a cop, you can get like some surprises or whatever. And I was like, yeah, come stop me. Bro. This is the first time I ever wanted to get stopped by cops. I know I don't drink.
It was just pancakes, bro. It was just three pancakes.
No, I wasn't expecting. I didn't think it was going to be pancakes, bro. I thought it was going to be at least a gift card. Like, right? You know what I'm saying? Tim's, you go get some coffee or something. Nah.
It was not worth it.
And pancakes, you have to get a pancake. You must buy a beverage first.
So buy one get one free.
They made me buy it. They made
apple juice. Apple juice first.
Donut would be nice though.
That's horrible.
Yo, that's rough.
That's right. All right, so then last half of the year, last
what happened last half? Who
almost finished me, man? Who almost finished
school me? School started, yeah. School was finishing.
Transitioning from going to online to in person.
Bro.
Actually insane.
I was in class. I was just there like, man.
I slept almost every day. Bro. I slept almost every day in class.
I remember when I sat down beside one guy in my class, and this guy was... I was sleeping, wake up, hitting me. I'm like, nigga,
stop waking me.
Let me sleep.
If he hits you, hit him back. That's what I'm like. I'm like, bitch.
Bro, I gave him one kind of eye, but then
How would he hit you? Is that his business?
I think maybe because I was snoring.
You're having too much fun in class, bro.
I think I was snoring. But then my next class, there was this guy that was come to class and he was sleep, and he's like, see, there's people who snore like. You are hearing breathing. Who actually? This thing I was hawking, like, bro. I basically stretched my leg and kicked his chair. Wow. I was not. He was snoring. It was loud, bro. And he did every time. Number one, he come in class late. Two. Within 10 minutes, he's snoring.
That guy is me. That guy was me in one of my classes, bro.
I showed up. PC, right here, right? If you come into class late, right? Sit at the back.
I sat in the front.
You had to sit in the front.
I slipped off and I swear I could feel myself snoring. So I woke up, I was looking around me. Did anybody catch me?
Why?
You actually have no shame.
Just,
it was at 10 o'clock. I walked in at like 10:15. And then I walked straight to the front of the class of like 100 plus people. And I just sat in front of the teacher. And then in 10 minutes, I was gone.
Yeah. There was one of my teacher. I was like, wake him up. Are you okay? Going to call like help. Are you okay? It was like, you know when I'm asking you if you're okay? But it's like, you did mad.
Fuck out of this class.
What are you doing here? Like, are you okay? Should I need to call someone? Are you okay?
Call someone for what? Call a psychologist. Call a therapist.
Damn, you guys had the confidence to sleep in class.
I don't. I
was like this, bro. I was slapping myself, make sure. Bro.
Drink coffee, something, energy drink. Something.
I would stay awake. Bro, I'm not doing that shit again. Last semester, I had a class like 10 a.m. from 10 a.m. to 2:30. To 3:45. No breaks.
Wow.
I'm walking from class to class to class.
That's high school, bro. I mean, I know it's not the same, but I'm just saying.
No, in high school, you got there's a break in between. This one is not.
They can even leave class. Like, unless if the teacher is
lunch break, you get an hour off.
There was no lunch break.
From 11 to 12.
How many courses did you have?
Four. All four of them.
Yeah.
1 hour, 15 each.
But is that like during the week? Is it every day?
No, just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
Just Tuesdays and Thursdays.
I feel your pain. I had that 3-hour class, bro. I managed to actually not skip a single class.
Jeez.
But bro, that's the biggest accomplishment. Bro, I had 3 weeks in a row that my I was at the bus stop.
Yo, I skip.
I see the bus coming. I'm about to go on the bus. I'm like, skipping this? It's a whole week of me missing, eh? So I was like, I'm going to go to class just for 5 minutes. I sit in class within 5 minutes. Teacher starts saying stuff. I'm already taking notes. I'm like, man, I'm so glad I'm here, bro. Yo, but I think I did really good in that class, so it's all worth it.
Yes, especially those classes you have to attend to take notes,
if
you can't do anything online, anything like that,
I have to take notes.
Failing big time.
Yeah.
So
I don't know people that go to class and you just listen. I have to take notes. Because I forget things. Even like if I said I lost where I left the car in a parking lot, like a big ass car. It's because I didn't acknowledge the fact that I parked there on my mind. So when a teacher says something, I need to write it down. That's my brain acknowledging that, okay, I heard you. Okay, we're good now. If I don't do that, the information will get out of my head. The last assignment that I did, there was this part that we had to remove something that was the simplest thing. I couldn't remember. I spent a whole day trying to figure it out.
Wow.
For 1 point, I could have had 100%, man.
That's actually painful.
No. I wanted to cry. When my note came, because I knew when I submitted it, it was going to come off wrong. And then my result came 25 out of 26, and I already knew what it was. So I started flipping through my pages.
Turned out I actually wrote it down.
I just couldn't find because everything was in the same color. That's the day I didn't bring my pen. But I wanted to break my laptop.
But I was confident about it.
Bro, you're complaining about 25 out of 26?
He was confident
bro,
about
when it. When I told you I got my grade by 1.5, bro.
Huh?
I got the grade I needed for one of my classes was 0.5.
0.5 out of what?
no, like I want, I'm 0.5 into the grade I wanted.
Bro, Miracle, those bro, those adds up, man.
That like, does add up.
I think 3-4 weeks before we, the final happened, the teacher like sent us like a what's it called, those thing. It's like a square. It's not word, but squares, has a bunch of squares. What's it called?
Rubik's.
No, you can do like math. Anyways, it's a program.
Grade calculator.
You send it to us, and then you can put your grades and I kind of calculate. And then you had like, we had 3 assignments and the final left, so you can kind of guess like what you wanted. And then I had to I put like the worst that I can get so that I can like get an A in the class, because I can't afford to get anything less than an A for the next I don't know how many years. So I needed that 1%. So I was calculating everything, man, and I knew if I get that wrong, I'm gonna get like just where I want to be,
and that's more painful.
Yeah, and if I get anything else wrong than that, I'm below where I wanted to be. God listened to my prayers, bro. I went to the final.
Turn to God.
Ooh, I went to the final with confidence, man. I had to do okay. I didn't have to do great, but I just have to do okay. But I'm still waiting for the result. We'll see. It's in God's hands.
It's in God's hands. Amen. Hallelujah.
Fuck macroeconomics. I'm done. I'm done. I've gotten what I wanted, and I'm out of there. Because, like, for my degree, right? It's like microeconomics, macroeconomics, and you have to focus in one. And at some point, I mean, after 2000 level, you can basically focus on your own. But microeconomics, this is something I'm doing in class. When I tell you, I hate this class. Like, nothing. Like, it doesn't, like, the concept doesn't make sense to me. And also, in your economics degree, right? If you're looking in class, let's say in like genetics or something, right? What your teacher is teaching will almost be the same with the other exercises. Like, almost be the same.
Yes and no.
No, this one. No,
because, like, I say when it comes to general about science, the first week will probably relate to at least something in the entire next course, you know? No, so it can make sense.
Your coursework is the same. Like, what the subjects that you're learning, what you focus on is the same.
Like, in both, like, there's two different classes?
There's two different classes. They're the same.
They really.
And economics is not.
After the first year.
The teachers got to choose what chapters they want to teach your students. It's okay, the most fucked up chapter in my life.
What?
Go to the different teacher then.
That's exactly, because I took the first one, right? And I was like, shit, I can't pass this exam. I dropped it. I was like, let me take another one again. Let me take it this semester. Because I need it. And this man's teaching something I'd never seen before. Like, bro, I'm like, why the fuck are we in an Edgeworth box? Like, nobody teaches Edgeworth box. No one is teaching. It's not useful for nothing. Like, the amount of useless shit we're learning in economics. Like, bro, I tell you sometimes, like, macroeconomics is useless. Macroeconomics is more practical. So...
Oh, go. No,
don't mind. No, you want to paint your nails?
Yeah. Later.
I think this is nail polish.
What is that?
It's lip gloss.
It's gloss.
Fuck.
You actually said it was polished the whole time.
Don't just give it. Let him put it. You should have just humored me. If I were you and you were me, I'd fucking bring it up and paint your nails. I do it now.
And where's my lip gloss on your crusty nails? How would I do that?
Look at it. How do you feel about yourself?
All right, so as you guys have known, it's a... Anna, did you introduce yourself? Holy shit.
I introduced...
Hey! We mentioned her name a few times, I think, so...
No, we did not.
My name is intro. Anna Okafor.
Hey.
That's all?
I'm 5'9". I'm funny.
Hey.
Like to
she's
sleep.
She's updating her Tinder profile here.
I like to take long walks on the beach. No, man. If you see me... say hello.
Say hello. And what are you doing in school, though?
I'm those first 2 years of online school, I don't know about you guys, it didn't do me justice. So
I had to
switch gears a little bit. You know how my mom's in the healthcare field?
Mm-hmm.
She's a nurse. Michael, my second brother, is doing psych nursing. So he was the one that suggested this field to me. I wanted to become an RT. So it's not like, you know how every girl out of high school goes straight into nursing and shit. I'm like that. I respect nurses, but they're not paying you guys. I'm sorry. So I don't want to get into that type of field. And I knew I wanted to incorporate like travel with what I'm doing. So RT kind of allows you to be really flexible while still being in healthcare. Because people don't realize there's so many like people that go into play when it comes to the medical field and healthcare. You don't actually have to be like the doctor, like slicing people up. You don't have to be that person. No, I'm serious. Because they're like, that's just the African. They're like, oh, you have to be a surgeon. Like, no, I ain't got the hands for that, you know? So I think as an RT, you basically specialize in the respiratory therapy. And like, you can work with athletes, so like children and, I think it's pretty dope. It's hard to get into though, I heard. So by God's grace, chat. I'll be in the program. But that's what I'm doing.
That's nice. That sounds good. I don't even know what Abdul is doing.
He's in law. Come on now.
Sorry, I forget. I don't know Paul is doing either.
No. Yes, you are wrong.
Paul, you're wrong.
Damn. But you're in sociology, right?
Criminal.
Oh, same thing. Nigga, same
what
shit.
What the heck, man?
Different really? Part.
Wait, actually, will you be a police officer?
No.
I don't want to
be detective?
But 12.
Sorry. But 12. Fuck you, dude.
No. I'd probably just get the degree and apply for another job.
Something not else? Sure.
Yeah. Okay, this nigga is going to get degree and become a YouTuber.
Don't forget me when you become a YouTuber. The next Jake Paul, please. Don't forget me.
I'm not doing that now.
No. That's the route everyone's taking. Dead,
well, Paul is a criminal engineer or something like that.
I'm learning how to scam, bro.
Same thing.
Oh,
scam.
Best thing is a criminal mathematician. I'm a criminal medical.
So you're all criminals.
We're all criminals. Everybody.
You know, podcasts cannot be used in law courts, right?
Can it? Can it or can it not?
It can state a premise, but it cannot be used as evidence.
There you go.
It can state a premise, which means the premise can be stated that you might be a criminal from these awards.
But they still need more evidence after that, so it's not enough. It's okay. They can have a premise.
They can begin from
It makes you a bad guy. It doesn't make you a criminal. It's just a bad guy. They still need more proof to make you a criminal.
These days, they don't need to convict you in prison. They just need to carry you to jail.
Honestly.
Just theatrically carry you to jail. Like, for like big people, like,
to destroy your name.
Just need to walk you out of like a general area in handcuffs, and your career is fucking done.
That's true.
And that's it. It's really, really sad. Like, there's no conviction. Like,
you can't come back from that.
Watch this movie called Fatal. I don't even know watch this. It's like on Netflix. You guys have time to watch it.
Is that with Michael Ealy?
Yes, that one.
Oh my God, I'm finna watch it now. Like, I love that dude. Sorry, continue.
Yeah, watch the movie Fatal. I'm not going to talk. I'm not going to spoil it. Has it?
Fatal. No. Spoil it, please. Spoil it. I'm not watching
it. Why would you do that?
No, I'm not spoiling it.
Tell me what it's about.
Why not? She's the only one that's gonna watch. You close the ears.
Yeah, I'm plug it in. I'm not gonna watch this.
No, it's like this guy. He got convicted of killing his wife, or he actually did not kill his wife.
OJ.
No. OJ.
Stop picking up OJ's name.
I mean, he was also.
He didn't do it.
He also became irrelevant. Let's be honest.
So why did OJ go to jail then?
No, that's for a different reason.
You want to dig up this right now?
No. I'd like to know why he went to jail.
He went to jail because he was convicted of the murder of his wife.
No, he didn't get.
No,
he didn't get convicted for that. He got acquitted for that.
Yeah.
He got acquitted. Remember that one?
He did get acquitted, but like that was the reason. Like they said that he killed his wife, but his wife was a white woman, so everyone was supporting. Wasn't
OJ Simpson himself 9 years in Nevada prison for armed robbery?
So he was convicted.
He didn't go to jail. He didn't go to jail for killing his wife.
No,
he was acquitted.
Oh, because he went in there unannounced, right? Because he does armed robbery then. Oh, what the fuck?
OJ Simpson was American footballer known for his speed and elusiveness. As a collegiate player, what the fuck? Who the fuck asked about this? His trial on murder charges in 1995 was one of the most celebrated criminal trials in American history. For fuck's sake, just tell me.
You gotta pay me for this.
It's your camera, bro.
Nah, I'm gonna charge you.
guys, we're just doing the end scene credits. Thank you guys for joining us.
Yeah, word. Let me find why he went to jail.
Yeah, just end scene credits.
Let me tell you why he went to jail.
No, we've ended already. Just end his credits.
It's just credits, okay.
That is credits, yeah.
Nobody cares about
a miracle.
Huh? I said nobody care about OJ.
Bro, you don't have my good side.
I don't even know who's OJ.
OJ Simpson?
Oh. Paul. Don't say that out loud, man.
I can't. I really can't.
He said,
"Best man, just give me a smile, bro." Who's that with you? Who got you mad?
Nah, maybe.
You need to call.
The brain is not bad.
When it's
over, no, I need to call her. She's fine, actually.
Who's she?
You'll be surprised.
Off when the podcast goes off.
You'll be surprised.
Okay, let's move the microphones.
All right, guys, welcome. Thank you for joining us.
I'm still not recovered.
That's the end of the episode right now. You've reached the end of another episode of Rants and Pecans.
You can hit us up on our email at rantsandpecans@gmail.com.
You can also follow us on Instagram at rantsandpecans.
And leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Have a good evening.
Peace.